I brought some things for you to look at this morning. Have you ever planted a seed? Have you ever planted a seed? In your garden, have you ever planted a seed? Yeah? Well, I wanted to tell you about some seeds that I planted. For 10 years in my life, I planted seeds. And I have here some seeds I brought with me. Do you have any idea what that seed is?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, that's a different looking plant. That's called okra. But I have lots of seeds in here. Do you know what kind of seed that is?
It's a carrot. It's a carrot.
That is a carrot. Well, I want to tell you this morning about some cabbage seeds that I planted. You see, I didn't just plant seeds any old way. I didn't just throw them wherever. When I planted a garden, I had a very precise way that I put seeds in the ground. And I would use a yardstick. I had two yardsticks in my garden house, and I would lay a yardstick down at the end of the garden after I had got the dirt all ready, and I would lay a yardstick down at one end and then a yardstick down on the other end, and I would drive stakes in the ground, and I would run a string, and I would mark a wide row. And then I had my package of cabbage seeds, and I carefully, down the side of my wide row, I planted one seed at a time. I want you to look and see how tiny these seeds are. Can you see seeds in that bag? Can you see little seeds in there?
I can. Huh?
Can you see them?
Yes, I do.
They're very tiny. Well, I was being very careful to take one tiny little seed, and I would put it in the ground, and then I would take another little seed, and I would put it on my yardstick. I would put the next seed just 2 inches away. See, there's 2 inches. From here to here is 2 inches. And the reason why I did that is because when the seed grew and it got up about so tall, then I'm going to scoop it out of the dirt and I'm going to transplant them so that they have more room to grow. So I'm working along one day and I'm being very, very careful to put the seeds exactly where I want them. And then all of a sudden I look right in front of me, in the pathway in front of me, there's a whole pile of seeds on the ground. And I looked, and my little bag of cabbage seeds that I had in my hand, there was a hole in the bottom of the bag. And a whole bunch of seeds fell out, and they were just right in the dirt, right in the pathway in front of me. And they're so tiny, I knew there was no way I was going to be able to pick all those tiny little seeds up out of the ground. So you know what I did? I thought, I need to get rid of these seeds because I don't want them here. I don't want them in the pathway where I would usually walk. So I dug a hole right next to where all the seeds had fallen on the ground. I dug a deep hole, and the hole that I dug was about 8 inches because that's how deep the rototiller softened the dirt. So I dug a hole 8 inches deep, and then I scooped all those little tiny seeds right into the hole. And then I covered them up. And so now those little tiny little seeds, they're this far down in the ground. And then I said, there, nobody is ever going to see these seeds again. They are gone because they will never be able to grow. They're so deep down in the earth. You know what happened? About a month later, I went out to my garden early in the morning. And right where I had buried those seeds so deep in the ground, there was just a mat of little tiny cabbage plants. And I was surprised that they had found their way up through so much dirt that I couldn't just run the rototiller over them and kill them all. So I transplanted them all. I pulled them all apart. Sometimes I would take and I would get some of the seedlings, and I would just have my fingernails squeezing between them to get them apart. And I transplanted all of those cabbage seeds, and that year I harvested almost 200 cabbages in my garden. And you know what I did with all those cabbages? I shared them with all of my neighbors and all of my friends. Everyone got to have cabbages. And so today, if you come to the fellowship dinner, I made a cabbage salad today too, so that you can have cabbage salad. Well, I wanted to tell you something that I thought about these cabbage seeds that I planted. Do you know that words that we speak are like seeds? Did you know that? Did you know that when we speak words, that that's like planting, and then we'll get a harvest? You know, I never planted a cabbage seed and got a carrot. I never did that. When I planted a cabbage seed, I got a cabbage. And when I planted a carrot, I got a carrot. I wanted to read to you this morning what the Bible says, because God has something to say about words. In the Bible, this is what God says about words. In Isaiah 55, verse 11, God says, "So shall my words be that go forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." So boys and girls, I want you to always remember that when you speak words, that's just like sowing seeds. And we don't want to speak our own words. We don't want to speak foolish words. We don't want to speak angry words. We want to speak God's words, because God says his words will accomplish what he intends for them to accomplish. And then we will have a beautiful harvest, because it will be from God. So always remember that as you go back to your seats, to speak God's words when you open your mouth. And remember, and I'm so glad you came today too, remember to pick up the offering baskets as you go back to your seat.
I have a lot of trees, and they're growing food on them.
They are. Well, that is good, because they started from a seed too, didn't they?
Yeah, they are.